This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
In the sultry South Carolina air, whispers of deceit and intrigue filter through the halls of power. The world of two prominent families, the Lafittes and the Murdaughs, were about to collide once more as the truth fought its way to the surface, desperate to be heard. Russell Lafitte, once a friend of the notorious Alec Murdaugh and former CEO of the esteemed Palmetto State Bank, sought a second chance at redemption. On March 9th, he filed a motion for a new trial, determined to clear his name of the stain left by Murdaugh's tangled web of deceit. The tale of Lafitte's fall from grace began with a conviction in November of 2022. Found guilty of six financial crimes linked to Murdaugh's decade-long corruption schemes. He faced the crushing weight of millions of dollars in damages, but Lafitte's initial plea for a new trial was denied by a South Carolina judge on March 6th. Would the truth forever remain hidden, or would it finally see the light of day? Enter Alec Murdaugh, a man haunted by his own demons. February 23rd, 2023, he took the stand and for the first time swore under oath that Lafitte was innocent. Murdaugh claimed sole responsibility for the financial crimes, insisting that Lafitte knew nothing of the sordid affairs that had transpired. It was a twist that no one saw coming, for just days earlier, on March 3rd, a South Carolina jury had found Murdaugh guilty of murdering his own wife and son. Tragic slayings of Maggie Murdaugh and Paul Murdaugh, age 52 and 22, took place at the family's hunting estate, Moselle, in Islandtown on June 7, 2021. The prosecution painted a chilling portrait of a man who would commit the ultimate betrayal, killing his loved ones, to deflect attention from a staggering 99 financial crimes he faced. These crimes detailed in 19 separate indictments and totaling nearly $9 million involved embezzlement from his family's storied personal injury law firm and its unsuspecting clients. According to federal prosecutors, Lafitte had been an accomplice in Murdaugh's illicit activities, helping him pilfer hundreds of thousands of dollars from six of the disgraced lawyer's clients. The initial indictment, well, not naming Murdaugh, explicitly accused Lafitte of collecting nearly $392,000 in fees while serving as a personal representative for six clients of a personal injury attorney at a law firm in Hampton, South Carolina. As the trial unfolded, prosecutors revealed that Lafitte had transferred personal loans to himself and Murdaugh from the six conservator accounts. The duo then used these ill-gotten gains for their own personal expenses. But in a sudden turn of events, Murdaugh's own testimony seemed to absolve Lafitte of guilt. As Murdaugh took the witness stand in his own trial, he confessed to his crimes with a startling candor, saying, "I don't dispute any of this. That I took money that didn't belong to me, that I misled people that trusted me to do that, and that what I did was terrible. I don't dispute that." But he added, "Russell Lafitte never conspired with me to do anything. Whatever was done by me." He continued, "You keep talking about stuff I did with Russell Lafitte, but what I want to let you know is that I did this, and I am the one that took people's money that I shouldn't have taken, and that Russell Lafitte was not involved in helping me do that knowingly. If he did, he did it without knowing." This, of course, from the man who is a compulsive liar as well. The histories of the Lafitte and Murdaugh families were deeply intertwined, their roots stretching back to the early 20th century. When they both rose to prominence in South Carolina, the Lafittes founded the Palmetto State Bank, while the Murdaughs established the law firm Peters, Murdaugh, Parker, Elstroth, and Dietrich, now known as the Parker Law Group. For generations, these two families had shaped the course of the community. Their names synonymous with power and prestige, but now the once gilded reputations of these two dynasties lay in tatters. The sins of one man threaten to bring down not only his own legacy, but that of a friend who claimed innocence. Question remained, would justice be served for Russell Lafitte? Could he sever the chains that bound him to Murtaugh's treachery, or would he forever remain entwined in that twisted dance of deceit? In this South Carolina drama, only time will tell if Lafitte could extricate himself from the wreckage of Murtaugh's crimes. As the motion for a new trial hung in the balance, the fate of Russell Lafitte rested on the word of a man who had already betrayed so many. As the shadows of their shared past stretched long and dark, the truth struggled to break free and find its way into light. In the end, the compelling saga of the Lafittes and Murtaughs would serve as a cautionary tale of power, betrayal, and the devastating consequences of one man's actions. And as the dust settled on their once great empires, the people of South Carolina would be left to ponder the wreckage and the ultimate price of greed. Only time will tell if the truth will finally be heard, and if the bonds of loyalty and trust would be enough to overcome this crushing weight of the lies that threatened to destroy them both. For in this tale of two families, one man's quest for redemption would ultimately determine the fate of them both.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
What do you think? How involved was Russell? Did he know what Alec was up to? One would think the banking system does have specific rules, but how much of the good old boy bending of rules was going on here? You can weigh in calling 888-5-KILLER. That's 888-554-5537. We'd love to hear your feedback. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on the cases we're following for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.